Welcome to my podcast. This podcast is called Doula Club. My name is Bonnie Silva and I will be your host. Enjoy the ride. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It is super late at night right now that I'm recording this. I just been having an off week. Even though I've been doing a lot of postpartum work, I got hired to do a birth next month. One for December. They're trickling in. For me, it's really bizarre because I'm like one of the doulas that stays in New York City. I don't really take vacations. So a lot of times my birth clients in particular are last minute clients. But what I've also noticed as I've been doing interviews for the past few years, about 3 years that I've been doing doula work, is that I've noticed that I've kind of gotten better at interviewing. I'm not trying to like pat myself on the back, but it is so true. The more interviews you do, the better you get. I have no shit, probably have done 50 interviews or more. Because if I've done about 40 births, then I've done over 40 interviews. I've done close to probably 100 interviews. And that's a pretty accurate number, I want to say, because, you know, you go on so many interviews. And, you know, I had a moment or a month, and I can't remember what year it was, where I probably went to about 15 interviews, no joke, and I didn't get hired at all. And for a minute, I thought to myself, oh my God, is it me? And I ran to my mentors and I was like, oh my God, what is going on? I don't know what to do and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they were very encouraging and they were just saying, this is it. This is how it is. This is, you just hit that stump in the road, you know, and you just have to continue to plow through that. It's in every career, I feel, that sometimes you just hit that wall. And you just have to kind of punch through it and just continue. And that's what happened to me. And every once in a while, that wall kind of happens. But I also believe in a lot of self-work, self-worth, and self-believing in yourself. A lot of believing in yourself goes into that too. So if you believe your worth, you do the work. And a lot of times it requires a lot of work. Sometimes you need to do a lot of interviews in order to actually get that pitch. Working on how you send your email, your perfect email to send to your potential clients. Like, how do you introduce yourself? How do you introduce yourself without being too overwhelming, but putting specifically on who you are as a doula, what your specialty is, and what do you want to present to them? And, you know, it just takes maybe three paragraphs. Remember to put your website. Remember to put your contact info, of course. But, you know, even regarding interviews, like sometimes it just takes a while. A lot of times now when I leave an interview, I kind of have an idea if they're going to hire me. And a lot of times, you know, you will run into one of those situations where you'll be interviewing a couple and you're like, this is not the couple for me. And you won't be mad that they won't respond or that they won't come back to you and say, hey, we went to with somebody else. Because a lot of times people don't. What happens is people go do tons of doula interviews, right? A couple they interview, let's say, a couple or a single parents, right? There are single parents that seek doulas and there are couples that seek doulas. So let's just do the example of a couple for now. So a couple interviews about 5 or 6 doulas. Let's put in even on double digits, about 10 doulas, right? Once they find their doula, they might interview a few more just to make sure, but they won't. A lot of times, and this is not all the time, but a lot of times they'll email that doula and be like, hey, we liked you, we're gonna go with you. And they'll forget about all the other doulas they interviewed. And as annoying and as shitty and as sometimes fucked up as that is, you just have to let that go because you have to understand that they're just looking for that that Skittle and the rainbow, right? I feel like all doulas are like Skittles. They're looking for that Skittle. They found the Skittle. They're gone. Like, they're done. Like, they don't think about anybody else. And that's normal. That's okay. I mean, it's shitty, but it's okay. It's funny, talking about interviews, I met up with my doula group yesterday. We had a doula meetup, and it was a meet the doula meetup. So Carriage House did this thing where couples signed up for, they RSVP'd for this event. We doulas RSVP'd for to Carriage House, and then we showed up at Grand Healing. I think that's the name of the place. I'm such a bad doula. I think it's called Grand Healing. I have to look it up better. But so we went there and we met. There was two women and a couple. So the two women were not, they weren't together. They were just separate pregnant women. And then there was a couple there. And it was really interesting because they all were clearly different. All three birthing people were very different. They obviously were looking for very unique, different doulas. One thing that I was very surprised was one of the women asked me and all the other doulas that were there in their private, so how it happened was, it was kind of like a blind date. So the coordinator for Carriage House, Lindsay, coordinated where each couple had like a 5-minute session with each doula, which was a brilliant idea, to be honest, because it really gave the couples an idea of how different doulas are, and it gave them a taste of what they possibly are looking for in a doula, right? So I thought it was great. I never really expect to get hired at these things. I go because I fucking love my village. I love my community. I love Carriage House. So I show up because I'm just obsessed with these women. but you know, I go in like with full heart, with no expectations. But anyway, so going back to the interviews, one of the women was looking for an unassisted birth, which I can't speak for any other state. I can't speak for any other doula. This is me personally. I thought that was very risky, and I was very, very hesitant. I try to be very respectful towards her wishes, but I was very much like, it was almost like walking back really slowly out of that, because you're like, ooh, no, I don't think that this is what I want to... Unassisted birth in New York City, you can get arrested. Like, it's really tricky. It's a tricky road to go down to, because, you know, I, as a doula, I wouldn't feel comfortable being at an unassisted birth. I am not medically trained. I am not a medical person. I have been at births where I've seen a baby have to be resuscitated. I have been at a birth where I've seen a stillborn being born. So when you have that experience as a doula and you see that, you not only think about yourself and your career and your professionalism, but you also think about the risks that are involved in having a birth without at least a midwife there, which I feel like a midwife at a home birth is like the creme de la creme. Like, you, of course, why wouldn't you? I mean, they're there for your needs and to make sure that your birth goes as planned. And also that if you have any medical needs, the midwife is there with her assistant, you know? And I really, really want to urge doulas that, and again, I'm talking about New York City. I'm not familiar with any other laws in any other states, but in New York City, or in New York for that matter, it is really, really tricky. And I personally urge you to really seek out information. Seek out information, because it can be very, very tricky. And I'm not trying to be a dick and say that it's fucked up, because again, I don't want to be a judgmental asshole, but I personally would not do an unassisted birth unless, like, we're in the middle of a jungle. That's different. But in the city, unassisted births, that's really fucking tricky, and that's tricky, man. And I know doulas, or moms, not doulas for that matter, but there are mothers on Instagram that have done an assisted birth, so that done like completely no, just free births. That's what they call it. They call it a free birth. I follow this one mother on Instagram who does free births. She did her two, for her first two were free births. She's doing a third free birth. And I'm like, I mean, I think she's having her baby in California. So I believe that the laws over there are different. And listen, more power to you. If you want to do that, that's good for you. Like, I'm not here to again, like, be that judgmental dickhead. But I personally, as a doula, I would not want to attend one of those because that's really risque. You know, I feel that being a doula is, you know, you're not a medical person. Even though I know CPR, I would be really, like, not freaked out. I feel like it takes a lot to freak me out. It takes a lot to make me even cry. Like, I'll cry if I'm watching, like, Instagram puppy videos. But, you know, I'm pretty much numb to anything else in life. You know, like, you show me kitties and puppies, you see waterfalls. You show me everything else on TV, I'm just like, well, that's life. So, again, like, I'm very, very, it's a really tricky eggshell-like road when you're talking about free births as a doula. That's really fucking tricky, man. I really urge doulas that are all about that to really do their research. And if you are all about that, if you're a doula in the Midwest and you're into, like, free births, please hear me out and do an extensive, like, birth assistant training. Because if you're going to be going to that extent where you're going to be going to a birth where there's not a midwife, there's not a registered nurse, there's nobody there that knows, like, the anatomy, like, full through and through of birth, like, knows what a tear looks like, if a placenta is, like, fully coming, like, if it came out 100% intact, like, I would urge these doulas that are in California and wherever state allows free births and that they are doing these births, I urge you to, like, really extend your knowledge into being a birth assistant too, because if anything, you'll at least know how to resuscitate a child if needed be. Like, knocking on wood, that never needs to be happening. But I'm telling you, man, like, Don't go in there thinking that it's going to be like kitties and rainbows and, you know, birth is really fucking messy, okay? I'm just going to be really honest with doulas that are doing this. Like, birth is really fucking messy. And yeah, it's joyous. It's all these Instagram pictures where they're like, the mom's like holding the baby. The baby's all like full of vertex and like has one eye open, one eye shut. And just like the mom's like, oh my God, this is so great. Yeah. That's awesome, but you're not also seeing the Instagram stories of, like, when people lose their babies or when babies need to be resuscitated, moms are bleeding out, mom still has placenta inside of her and has to be rushed to the hospital. You're not seeing that. So, you know, I'm going to be the dickhead now that's going to be honest with you, is that if you're going to be the doula that's going to be attending births and you have that risk of having these things happen, extend your knowledge and back yourself up. Extend that knowledge into being a birth assistant because, again, you're not a medical person. Just remember your role. Remember who you are when you walk into a birth. Just remember who you are because you're not fucking superwoman, superman. You don't have magical powers. You're lavender stick can't magically do shit. So just think about others when you walk into a room. It has nothing to do with you. It's about the birthing person, the baby, and the partner, if there is a partner. Just remember that. going on the note of, you know, the regarding doulas and remembering who you are, sometimes I get asked in my normal questions that I get asked in interviews is, do I have kids? How long have I been doing this? Around the number of general number of births that I've attended. And a lot of times I get the question of, oh, you know, if the doctor comes in and says blah 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 and I need decisions X, Y, and Z, what would you do? What would you say? And I mean, what I really want to say is like, nothing, queen. The decision is not me. But what I really say is, well, I thank the doctor, or I look at the partner or the birthing person to thank the doctor, and I politely ask the doctor for a few minutes. And then I turn to either the couple or the family in the room and give them space to talk about decisions. A lot of people are like, well, what the fuck does give space mean? Not that they don't say fuck, but I mean, I'm just emphasizing it. Giving space means a lot of things. And I feel like I've talked about this in other episodes, but I'm just going to repeat myself. It might mean getting out of the room. It might mean just literally taking a step back and sitting on a chair and just kind of like gesturing to the family or to the partner and the birthing person to kind of like talk amongst themselves. You are more than welcome to volunteer evidence-based information. They might turn to you and say and ask, well, what do you think? And you should not, ideally you should not give your personal opinion to a family when they ask you, because when they're asking your opinion, they're kind of asking you out of slightly desperation. And you, again, remember who you are. You know, you might never see this family ever again. You might never talk to them after your last postpartum visit. You might not have any more contact with them, which has happened to a lot of my clients. A lot of my clients are like, books closed, signed, on the shelf, we're done. You know what I mean? Like, so you giving your personal opinion about somebody else's birth is really unprofessional. Unless, you know, you have a specific connection with them. And I don't want to go too deep into that. But I really urge, unless you have like, you're like a master doula. You've attended over 400 births, like, or however many births, whatever. Be very cautious about giving your personal opinion. Just, that's all I'm going to have to say about that. Be very cautious, because you should always say, in my experience, because once you say, well, I think, then it gets tricky for you as a doula, because you're not a medical staff and you didn't go to med school. You probably didn't. You know what I mean? Like, you might have a lot of fucking knowledge about medical stuff, and that's super valid and that's super cool, and I think that's super rad. But if you do, then you also know that giving your personal opinion is really fucking tricky. You Google that personal opinion of yours on your phone and you show them, because then you're showing an evidence-based information that's kind of like according to your opinion, but you show them something like a hard copy. You don't ever like say, well, I think you should do this, this, and this. That's not cool. Because you don't know what could happen when you give them your opinion. It could turn around and fuck you over. So just be careful about that. Because I think that, you know, doulas are amazing. We have this amazing gift and we have this amazing opportunity to really help people in situations like pregnancy, which is really hard. It's really scary. It's joyous, but it can be very tricky. But you have to understand that you have to know your place. You have to know your position that you're taking. And you also have to understand your boundaries. And that's very, very important as a doula, especially new doulas out there. Understanding boundaries is incredibly valid for you. Well, that's it, guys. I am going to bid you adieu. I am so happy. This is like episode 10. I can't believe I've made it up to 10. It's like I couldn't have lasted with boyfriends and girlfriends until 10. So this is awesome. The podcast has lasted more. If you have any questions, if you want to ask me to talk about something specific in the doula community or regarding doulism, if you have an opinion, if you have an opinion that's different than mine and you want to reach out, email me at realdoulaclub@gmail.com. You can check out my Instagram. It's realdoulaclub. You can also check out my personal Instagram. It's just Bonnie Silva. And that's it. I hope you guys have an awesome week. It's starting to be Halloween season. I celebrate it like 2 weeks before October because I'm so obsessed with Halloween. But ironically, I get scared of seeing scary movies. What a conundrum am I, huh? All right, well, I bid you adieu and thank you so much for listening. And I hope to hear from you next week. And I hope that you enjoy the podcast. And if you didn't, well, thanks anyway. Bye.